Parash Kisisa, which has tremendous amount of different tzivuyim in terms of in different parashas. There is the one parasha that sort of is tucked in, and it seems a little bit out of place, and that is the parasha of Shabbos. Now, if you take a look at how many times Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah and how many different places, so you have the context of Bria Soilam, which obvious, that's the Shoresh of Shabbos. You have a Shabbos by the Mon, which is sort of a beginning of Shabbos before Matan Torah, understandably. You have a Vayakhel, which really Lechur is the place for Asiyas HaMishkan, and it's Hebrew Shabbos Asiyas HaMishkan. And then you have the Mo'adim and the Musafim and the Mo'adim. This parasha here, Rashi says it's here in order to tell me about Melachas HaMishkan. The Chur Melachas HaMishkan should have found its place probably in Vayakhel, where it is. In Vayakhel you have Havara and so on. But mitzad the teichin over here, there's a nekuda here that's really unique in this parasha. Here on any other parasha. It says, "Ki oisi b'ini v'neichem l'arseichem, l'odas ken yashem ekadishchem." First of all, he says it's an ois. And it's l'chura, we would have said, like the Hemshech, that it's an ois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. That's like it says later in the parasha, "B'ini v'neichem l'arseichem, ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem es Hashmayim v'sa'aretz." Here it says, "Ki oisi b'ini v'neichem l'arseichem, Lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem." What's that all about? Where's the lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem? But more than that, of the nekudas over here, that Shabbos, the titles of Shabbos that's given only over here, is the musig of bris. It's a bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shom Yisrael Sashaz Yisrael Sashaz some bris oilom. And that's something which is unique to this parasha. So if we're going to try to understand what's specific over here in this Gilu of Shabbos, so you have, Shabbos has many dimensions to it. Each parasha has different dimensions. It's a moyed, it's part and parcel of bris oilom. If we're talking about the yichud of this parasha in terms of what it's megala about Shabbos, definitely the bris nekuda is the important nekuda over here. And we need to understand the nature of the bris of Shabbos. In what way is Shabbos a bris? I mean, we do tayag mitzvahs, and each mitzvah we hope to keep forever. We hope to wear tefillin. We hope to wear many mitzvahs. I mean, all mitzvahs are noyik forever, and many mitzvahs are noyik tamid, and Shabbos noyik once a week. So the yichud of Shabbos is being called a bris. We're going to need to understand what's unique about Shabbos, that it's a bris. Included in this, in the facet of it being a bris, included in the dimension of Shabbos that is called a bris, is the Beinu Beimenei Yisrael Oisi Loilam. The fact that it's between me and Klal Yisrael. All the mitzvahs are, except for Zayim Ziv Noach, all mitzvahs are noig only by Klal Yisrael. So Bemes Shefer is also, it's only noig to Klal Yisrael. So, but it's not Beinu Beimenei Yisrael. The Goyim are not mitzvah in any other mitzvah. And if they do it, they do it. If don't do it. Some they're allowed to do. Shabbos, the Chayiv Misa. But in the mitzvah itself, this is unique in the fact that it's Vein of Bnei Yisrael. And Seichel says that this is a direct, it's a direct result of it being a bris. Being that a bris is something between two people, a bris by nature is exclusive. If I go and do something, so someone else can do it also, and it's not a stira. But if something is a bris between me and another person, it's mechaburas, and in that chibur, it excludes the other. So the exclusion is umasar. We need to be aiming a little bit more on the tip of that exclusion. It's part of our tefillah. And the hemshich of our tefillah goes like that. We start with the Yismach Moishim and Haschalkoi. So we have three tefillahs on Shabbos. The Friday night is Keneged Shabbos Breishis, and that's Pashit. We start with the Sheirish. Mincha is connected to Shabbos Lasid Lovoy, the Shukuli Shabbos speaks about Ate Echad, Vishimcha Echad, and Goy Echad, and so on. Also, the mid one, the Shabbos of the Yoim, is Shabbos of Matan Torah, and extends itself to this Shabbos. In other words, our Shabbos over here is part and parcel of Matan Torah. That's the way it goes. It says, and so on. So whatever it is that's the mohus of the Shabbos that's in this parasha, that be'etzim is the core Shabbos that was a skull in Har Sinai. A remez lemilsa is the fact that in Yisrael before, it says in the Pasuk, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells in Shmartim is Prisi, so there's a machlokes over here, it says Va'atim Shmuel Tishon HaKadosh Shmartim is Prisi, there's a machlokes in the Mechilta, what is the bris that we're talking about, and Woman Yomah says the bris of Shabbos. So it makes sense that the chiluk of Shabbos that's called bris is the one that's identified with Matan Torah. And in that, and as we say what Shabbos is, we also mention, so obviously, we're not mentioning it to knock the goyim. There's no mokum, there's nothing in the tefillah that we need to eliminate a musaylam. Bal korchach, it serves to accentuate the chelik of bris. By the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give it to Goy Rotzes, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not manchale toiv de psilim, v'gam l'soshkar eilim, therefore, that's another way of describing that it's a bris with Klal Yisrael. It being a bris with Klal Yisrael manifests itself in the bris of Klal Yisrael and in the exclusion of the other, because that's the nature of a bris. When I go and help a country in need, that's helping. When I sign a pact with a country, that pact means to exclude someone else. We have common enemies and such things, and therefore I will always be there to help you, you'll be there to help me, and so on and so forth. That is the inyan of the lo yichalto, the negative part of Shabbos, accentuating the positive part of the bris. But we still do need to understand what exactly is the bris of Shabbos. What's unique about the bris of Shabbos? How do we realize the bris of Shabbos? In the tefillos of Shabbos, we also say, "Ritzev imnuchasenu," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want our menucha. Lechura, it's something that, for two reasons, is strange. One is when you're talking, we do many mitzvahs. And there are a lot of wonderful little tefillahs from the Kubbalim that we should be zeichet to do it b'shleimus. Person puts on tefillah, there's little tefillahs that depending on how far a person's go, all sorts of shame yichuds, and this we zeichet this, and this we zeichet this, all sorts of wonderful things. None of them are for Ashes Knesset Gdoila. You do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah. Chazal when we're talking a bracha, then talking a bracha. The yiratzen that we should be zeichet to do the mitzvah b'shleimus is not a, it's not an Ashek Nesak Dildik and Nusach. The bracha takes care, the bracha is the akdama, that's it. All those other tefillahs are very late tefillahs from the Mekubalim and so on. On Shabbos, we mispal takan shprocha with Tzeinu Chaseinu. The only thing parallel, and it's very different, is Moshe and Kippur. When we mispal takan shprocha with Misratzit our tshuva, that's clear. We want a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're waiting for something. We're waiting for Slicha Mechila. We're not sure if we did enough to warrant Slicha Mechila, but there's a result that we're waiting for, so we're mispowled that we should match up to what we need for the result. But no other mitzvah is there to fill up that. Here it's Seivinu Chaseinu. And there's a Tosefes issue that I have with it. When a person does a mitzvah essay, there's always room to say it wasn't done b'shleimus. So if a person made matzah, he ate matzah, so did he eat the kezayis de'achilas pras? Was it a real kezayis? Was it lishmo de matzah? Was he mechavin right? Did he do it with the right rotzen? In a pe'ula chiyuvis, in a positive act, there's always room to determine that there's a shortcoming that needs to be rectified. In not doing, so yes, it might be, it's very difficult to be nizher, maybe, something that's not kosher. It is possible to do something that a person should never be nichshol in machol zasuris. Yes, it's difficult, nizinyan, but at the end of the day, it has a gvul. If I never ate something that's also never said, that's also, period. It's hard to say to do it b'shleimus. Yes, there's a Tosefes here, there's a Tosefes Shmira, but it's not like a mitzvah essay, a positive thing. There's always room mitzad the pe'ula, mitzad the kavana, mitzad the ratzon sheboy, mitzad the understanding what he's doing. Those are all things that go into possible shortcomings. But not doing something, so I don't do. So, Rabbi Yisrael, I don't do any Lachs HaShabbos. What's the Ritzei V'Nuchaseinu? And it's certainly not, it's not what it sounds like. It certainly doesn't sound as if it's a bakasha that the mitzvah we should do it b'shleimus. It sounds very parallel like to Ratzon by Tshuva, and it doesn't seem to make sense. By Tshuva, we're waiting for a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Shabbos, you also find in the Rishonim bring Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. What's the Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi? What are we referring to exactly? It could be Miloshen from the Tefillah, the Evan Emon, but many Rishonim learn that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Matana Toiva of Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did him a favor that it was Medea on the Matana Toiva of Shabbos. And that's why Moshe was so happy, he was sameach with it. That's how many Rishonim learned using that Gemara. Again, it's not clear, we don't know how to, all mitzvahs are matanas teiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all mitzvahs are wonderful, all mitzvahs are chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they gave them to us, the Shabbos is its own yichud, but there's a matana teiv b'bneis gnozai, and Shabbos shma. What about film? And what about tzitzis? What about Yom Kippur? We don't have a way of evaluating these things. They're all matanas teivas. They're all chasan v'kadosh baruch hu. And yet there's a dimension in Shabbos that we can clearly say is a matana that's not shayach to other mitzvahs. So let's be a little bit. Let's be mizbeinin a little bit in the inyan over here of the bris of Shabbos, and let's try to get some deher in this chelak of Shabbos, because bemes in many ways. Ashkenaz girls have led us to understand that this might be the very, very sheirish of Shabbos. This is the heart of Shabbos. Friday night is Takdoma, and Motzish and Shabbos Mincha is the Hashloma, and this is the goof of Shabbos. This is the Matan Torah of Shabbos. When we speak about making a bris, when we speak about being kairos a bris, we talk about usually, the way it's brought in Chazal is that you take, the way it's brought in the Psukim, you cut something usually. You cut something in half. The Pashavon of it is that you're missing something without the other person. So when you cut the Kvasim or whatever you cut in half, it shows like it's two halves of one whole. That's one Havon and Tfis of a Bris. There's another knetch in that maisa. That's a very important knetch in terms of understanding what a krisis bris is. If a Baal Melacha wants to fit two pieces together, person takes, let's say, two pieces of wood and he wants to join them. So it's not easy, and you have to work very hard to make them fit together. It doesn't go easy. One eitzah is you put the two sticks next to each other in a way that they overlap slightly. You cut in a place that cuts both sticks at the same angle, and lo and behold, the two pieces, the ends fit perfectly, because the same cut produced both halves. Better said, you made a metzius where the chisaron of each one is nismale from the other one. So by cutting it in that way, you created a metzius that the half that this is missing is the half that you created with the cut in the other one, and vice versa. So if you have two sticks to cut it at an angle, the place where this is boiled, and to the degree that this is boiled, the other one is shakua, and vice versa. So every blit and every shkia match up to a perfect fit. That's how krisa creates a chetimtza of a bond. By introducing a chasa that will be nismale with the other, that's where I have it. The first example we have something like that is by Adam and Chava. Had Adam and Chava been two different Ivroyim, no matter how much matchmaking you would have made, it would not have worked. Because it's very hard to fit two different things together. They're different. Different don't become one. By cutting a piece of Adam, the chisaron of Adam is Chava, the chisaron of Chava is Adam. And since the shkia and the blita, since what this one has to offer and this one needs matches up in both directions, the mela, you have the possibility of having one. So a krisas bris is something which creates a chisaron in two hafeitzim whose shleimus is realized by each other. And that's why it be'etzim lasts forever. Something which could stand on its own and has no chisaronis can't be nizdabik as something else utterly. It can stick together for a while, but it can't be nizdabik be'etzim. It's only when you're memalach chisaron, that's when you have it. The mice of bris, the asiyas of bris, or bris mila. A bris mila is when a person dehares that without a chalais of kedusha, he's a chasa, and therefore he cuts away a chelik of his metzias that is hefech kedusha, because he wants a chalais of kedusha, that makes him a kli kibul for kedusha to be chal. And that's the metzias of bris mila, that it's a bris on our part. It's a bris on a Kaddish Baruch Hu's part, because a Kaddish Baruch Hu made a metzias in the bria of tzeirach kavaya, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's kedusha desires a place to be chal, and kaviyochel a Kaddish Baruch Hu made it a need. And b'meila, where we create a makom chalais for kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyochel ratzon for chalais kedusha becomes realized as well. And that's why there's a v'chorei simay abris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kareis abris together. You can't make a bris one way. A bris is the two together coming together. In the big picture, in the picture of the bria, the chelik where HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself, the chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us is the Boir Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who made the Sheish Mei Breishis. Adam was given a rishus to do to be poil, the lasois, shabarakim lasois. The person is given the ability to do, and that's Adam. An Adam is the one who has the ability to do. A Baal Chai follows a program. His doing is simply a pre-programmed mahalach. So he's not doing anything. He is being used to do something else. Adam, in as much as Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Rishus, is a Baal Bechira, he does. So we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Boir Elamim, and Adam, it says that Adam is also Boir Elamis. The Nefesh HaChayim is Mayrich, that Adam is Boir Elamis and Machriv Elamis. Chazal say something that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boir Elamis, Tzadik Boir Elamis, Adam is a Poyel. Adam is Poyel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Poyel. When in the Bris of Shabbos, if we understand it right, it's the Maisa Bracious is this Shiva Simei Bracious and this Sheisha Simei Maisa. The seventh day is a day of Bracious, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol cut away a day and was shavis in order to leave a makim to be mismale by somebody else. When Rashi says that vayichalakim ha'shvi vayishvasim ha'shvi, and he has the stira, so one teretz is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like a person has to stop early. Kadosh Baruch Hu stops on the dot. What does that mean? We're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu can afford to stop. When we're not careful, we go to the last minute that we could, maybe a little bit later. But what does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu goes or doesn't go? What does it mean? What do the words mean? The teretz is the lack of work on Shabbos wasn't because the job was finished. Things were slow already. Kadosh Baruch Hu had managed to finish it ahead of schedule, and it was sort of tapered off. Kadosh Baruch Hu cut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut. A bris requires a krisa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut the seventh day. And when you cut exactly what you want to cut. It's not when you taper off, you're tapering off. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished by the sixth day, and the seventh day was declared, well, we have another day scheduled for Brachos, and we don't have any work to do, so I guess we'll make it a Shabbos. It's 7 days. The world is mevusas on 7 days, and the seventh day is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut his asiyah, his bria, out. And that's the day that shows where he needs something else. It applies to the entire gamut of the bria. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol made the bria in a way that he needs our maisim, kaviyachol. It's something, but that's why it's set up. Tnuah is a lekim, and so on. Like Nefesh HaChayim speaks by Riches Gedolah, that the way the bria is set up, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our mitzvahs, maisim tovim, so that to do what his ritzoneh is, and that's etzem ritzoneh. That's what he wants, and that's why he set it up that way. So Shabbos is the day that he waits for us. It is one of the anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called the anhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A midah that's associated with the seventh, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu anticipates from the other, from Klal Yisrael, to reciprocate, and they should do their share. That's the Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam, Sheishas Yom Tavoidu, a person is mechuyev to work 6 days. Ashrei mi, that is avoida, is a hecher avoida, but it's avoida. And then a person needs to cut. And a person needs to cut and say, I need a makim for a shroa shchina on my maisi yadayim, on what I did. Everything I did is worthless without having the zika to that which is beyond. So if we think about it, if we have a nefesh of the heret, Shabbos is that cut in the middle. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol cut, Briyas Ha'olam, so that Maisa Adam has where to be chal, and Adam cut his sheishes, his week, so that there's a makom for Shechina to be chal in his Ma'aseh Yadayim. So Shabbos is the makom where both could come together. Reb Tzadik says, there's a famous Zoya that says Shabbos is Shmor Dekutcha Bricha. Shabbos is Neva Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says, because Shavas is not going on the day, it's going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The day didn't stop, a Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped. So Reb Tzadik says, the ultimate name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shabbos, because any pu'ula is a specific pu'ula. Every pu'ula of the 6 days is very specific, and it represents one aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, and as such, it's not a full picture. Menucha requires the entirety of it. Just like, let's take a very crude mashal, when a person works, so there's no ichetimtza really that I'd be working with all my evarim simultaneously. When I talk, a certain set of muscles are in effect. When I lift, a certain set of muscles are in effect. When I run, a certain set of muscles are in effect. When I jump, every pu'ula is specific to one set or more sets of muscles. But it is no echetimtza that we know of that it's shayach to have all the pu'ulas. And even if it's possible, the person is doing 1,000 pu'ulas. I happen to be jumping with my knees and running with my feet and hitting with my hands, but it's not really shayach. They're not one pu'ula that includes it all. It's menucha. When I say somebody's been menucha, menucha is kail the entirety of the person. And kaviyachol, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was vayonach, we're talking about an hugga that's kail the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagas. So, Reb Tzadik says Shabbos is the time. It's a shame. It's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Be'etzem is the highest name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's kol the entirety of it, and everything that's done fits into that pu'ula and fits into that framework of menucha. Let's go back to Nekudas. Just like there are many activities a person can interact with someone else, and they are good interactions, but a bris is an entirely different dimension of kesher with someone else. A bris means that we fit together. There's a certain chaser and milui that we fit together in a way that each half without the other is lacking. A bris requires a chaser on both parts and a hashlama from the other one. So those inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called a bris, let's take one other thing, Torah. The bris of Torah is, we need Torah, our seichel, our mind, is created as a kli kibul for das alekim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyachol said that lo b'shamayim hi. Whatever they paskin here, whatever Sanhedrin paskins here, that's the halacha. That's why it's a bris. A bris means that the two, there's a point of chisaron where the two merge together and amashlim each other in a way that it becomes a permanent bond. So Shabbos has in itself many dimensions. It's an affirmation of emuna. That's very important. It reminds us of Bris Olam, reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's a moed and everything. But the core of Shabbos is the fact that it's a bris. That on Shabbos, if we ask ourselves, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me, there's no sugar, there's no tefisa, there's no diburim about it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Beirei Olamim. And Adam is the oise, the poil in these elamis. And each one is biacholtoi, again, us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it us that way, but we express ourselves in our action. The bris, when we want to create a bris, we need to cut away a chelik of our asiyah, a chelik of our ability to do, and kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to draw back from his bria and allow for a makim to be chal of a klai yisrael to be chal. And that was the bris of Shabbos. Shabbos was a bris in the sense that each one drew back, and in that midpoint, there's a chibur between klai yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in the point of Shabbos, each one is mitli toli on the other. It automatically excludes others, and that's part of the bris. So first of all, the matana toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, it's not the shmiras mitzvah shaboy. Shmiras mitzvah shaboy, all mitzvahs. But that Shabbos itself to be medium, that it's a bris, and more than that, every pe'ula. Let's understand, every pe'ula is a pe'ula, no matter what darg of kavana. For instance, let's say I take a pen and I accidentally write on somebody else's garment, on somebody else's book, so I'm a mazik. And Adam is mud loylam, and I'm chayev. I did a pool of being mazik somebody else's thing. The mark stays there; it's not going to go off. So let's say, so if I did it, even without knowing what I'm doing, I'm still a mazik, and that's that. But to sign something where I'm mischayev something, it can only be done midas. It can only be done when the person is aware of it. By definition, a bris is between the two people, between the two entities. It's not just the pu'ula. If I do something, and it's me and what I did, so it's me and what I did, no matter what. If that needs to become the kesher with the other, then I need to understand it. The lodas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem is the mahus. It's an ois, because the understanding is that what fills klausel with kedusha is not what they did. We discover the secret, what activities you do that you make yourself great and wonderful in Kaddish. Lodaski and Hashem Kaddishchem is, it's not because Shabbos as a Maisa is something that can create, we say, well, Hilchas Tayas HaMishpacha creates wonderful harmony in a family. So, toss the bracha out, toss HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chasron, toss this. It's still a wonderful technique. I can interpret mitzvahs as techniques that work because they're great techniques. Shabbos is mufka from that. Shabbos l'das k'ani Hashem mikadishchem. That if Shabbos gives a person something else, it's because there's a tosefes panim. The Neshama Yisera is because there's a chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is much more intense than the other chibur. It has to do not with Shabbos as a pu'ula, as a ma'isa, it has to do with Shabbos as a chibur, and as a kesher, and as a bris. And that's this parasha. And that's why it's a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's mafkia dumas ha'olam. And that's why there's the makom tefillah of Ritzevim Nuchaseinu. Had if we ask, first of all mitzvahs need Siyata Deshmaya, that the matzah should be just right, and that there shouldn't be chasron chametz, and that the lulav should be kosher, and the asik should be kosher, and so on. They all need Siyata Deshmaya. That's why on our own we say Yiratzins, that we should do the mitzvah shleimus. In Shabbos, we can do what we're doing, but we want, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a partner to our Shabbos, Then there's no Shabbos. There's no Kedusha Shabbos. There's lacking Kedusha Shabbos. Ritzevim Chaseinu is because Shabbos is a bris, and that's why it's something which it requires a tefillah. It's appropriate to have a tefillah that our ben bris step up to the plate and want to be kosher bris with us. If I come in and I do a bris with somebody and my partner not willing, there's no bris over there. That's the unique chelik of Shabbos over here, and that's how the parasha follows. says Yisrach Moshe on Paschelkoi, when Moshe deherd the Matana Toiva of Shabbos, the Pnim of Shabbos, he was Simcha, and Vishomim the Yisrael is that expression, and that's why we and that's the Bris Olam, that's the Matana Toiva, and that is the Tefillah of Retzeim of Hussein. So because all these Renesses, but Akoponim, that's the Makom of Tefillah of Retzeim of Hussein. When we talk about Shabbos in this context, so the Maral also says that this is the Maral Chishagodes speaks to Gemara Shabbos that Shabbos is such a profound bris because since it starts at Bris Olam, it goes to the very heart of it. It's a bris at the very core of it. It's like when you attach not through a branch, but through the very core of something you're attached. That makes it sort of profound bris. For us, it's an appreciation of what Shabbos is, obviously. But I want to try to put a little bit of a context into what type of appreciation. In other words, where does it affect a person? A person kishila atzmoi. Is a person in as much as a person is matzliach, he deheres himself through his ma'aseh yadayim. A person who's a successful businessman naturally feels himself as the accomplishment as a success and the accomplishment of what he's accomplished, and that's the person. I'm an accomplished person. A person who even is Oisik and Ruchnius. I'm a Lamdan. I'm a Tzaddik. I'm a Marbet Steira. I'm a this. I'm a that. Somewhere along the line, and that's nobler, it's finer, it's better, but it's still me. And it is true that mitzvahs, entire mitzvahs, make me a better person, a nobler person, but at the end of the day, I'm still talking about myself. Shabbos is where I cut and I say, you know, whatever it is that I'll do, if there's no other in it, then it's empty. It's not enough. I'm doing. But Vinayam Hashem El Kenelinu Masir Koneu Yirasan Shadish Shatisham Shchina Maisyadenu Maisyadechem. Where is it being filled? The famous Sharpvark from the Kotzke, Chassid once came to me and said he doesn't know what's happening. He's constantly dreaming that the Ribbono Shel'olam is talking to him. He doesn't know what it's all about. So the Rebbe told him it's not if things they think about during the day, whatever you mahar during the yom, you dream at night, and you know you're fine yid, you're good to yid, and face to face. He says, I'm so busy with Torah and mitzvahs, I don't have time to think of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not shy that that's the meaning of it. The person himself is so caught up with himself, there's no makom. Shabbos means I say stop to myself. I don't have any makom to, where is he? Whatever I'll do, if I make it to the end line, I don't have it. And it's a time of izbeinus. It's a time in its oimik. It's a certain mental cheshbon nefesh. When a person closes his store, when a person puts away his big day choil, and he puts on big day Shabbos, there's a certain sense of. By chassidim was nog that they would learn only in yonim, if pnim and so on Shabbos. Mitzad the mystics, Rabbi, I don't know, but mitzad the havan of it is. In the chelik of Torah, that's halacha. It's our koyach that we show. It's betzem our pilpula deraisa. It's our achros. In the chelik that they call nishmasa deraisa, in the chelik of pnimis of Torah, we're makablam. We're betzem. There's no mokum to say chidushim. It's just to understand halavai what we're told. The Shabbos is that inyan, that oifin, of a person putting down. Of putting a cut to what he can accomplish by his own ma'asim, and waiting for the Ribbono Shel Olam to come in and to make it a double shalom. Gemara says in Shabbos that Asher and Nishishma says that if there's a dor that's oivet avodah zarah, afilu ke'enish, if he's shame as Shabbos, mechaloi, that he's nimchal. So if a dor that's oivet avodah zarah, even ke'dor shel enish, if they keep Shabbos, the avodah is a nimchal. What's the pshat? The answer is, the truth be said, every avodah zarah is not really, it's not a stupid toss where a guy looks at a piece of rock and says, wow, this must be the great koyach. Or he looks at the sun and says, this must be the great koyach. That's a very, very primitive mistake. And that's kimat not a bardas. We're talking about v'loinema oid l'maisyadena l'keinu eloheinu. A person wants his maisyadayim should become his Elohim. A person wants, what gives a person sipuk about avodah zarah is that am koiveya, the God. It's whether I shape it and form it out of a piece of wood, out of a piece of stone, or whether I simply am the one that declares the God as a God. Avodah zarah, where it becomes, where it leaves the grounds of a very, very crude and primitive mind to a more refined, just like today's Avodah Zarah, who are not talking to people in Africa, that belongs to the first category, but the people who say, well, we have the resources to determine the truth, and we understand, and so on, and this is right because I decide it's right, because I think it's right. That's Avodah Zarah. And as long as a person's mahalach is focused on his ma'aseh daim and his accomplishment, the person is ensnared in avodah zarah. It's very, very hard to separate the two. When a person is shema Shabbos, and that's why he says dor enish was the first dor that went off. In other words, we're talking about a zarah and it's a real shayrish, which is really, it's the ma'aseh deinu, the lehenu that's ma'aseh deinu. It could be ma'aseh daim. Kipshutai, where I carve out the image, and it could be where I determine it. But at the end of the day, it's me. Shabbos is something that goes to the core of limiting a person's self. And therefore, it's something which is which goes to the shayrish of setting things straight. The Al-Kapanim, Shabbos is in its many things. But at its core, it's a bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A bris means a bond, but it's a bond that's created by leaving a makom chasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol cut his asiya, because his bar lekim la'asois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where the shleimus ha'olam, he kaviyachol needs Adam to be mashlamit. An Adam Lumasai works because everything depends on us. And really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs kaviyachol us to do it, but that's not emes lamitoi. And at some point, we cut and we stop doing because the realization is that be'etzem we are zakuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All we did is simply a chetimtze for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that Yoy Menucha, which is a total gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because only in Menucha do you be'etzem see the entire gamut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Haggis, like Rav Tzadik says. And our day of Shabbos, which is Teifis all koiches of a person, in every area I can't do anymore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the overlap where the cut, that chas of, where Klal Yisrael Zokot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zokot Klal Yisrael coincides on Shabbos. And b'meilatz the zman when yakir v'necha v'yedu ki me'itchi minuchasam. The tachlis of Shabbos is to be makir, that if we have menucha, if we finally feel accomplished, it's not because of what we did, but because of what we did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memalei dat chisaron. Because of whatever it is that I did, l'ratzon fe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misratza mimalad ha-chisaron, and b'meila, the maisim are all there so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misratza masenu, and he's the one who fulfills it. And if we have a menucha and a satisfaction, it's a kiyuv nechav yedu kim itchoy menuchasam.
That why isn't this week's parsha because it's a reversal?
What?
Why isn't this week's parsha because it's a reversal of Hanan Egel? Why?
It seems as if it's the core. Could be it's that. Could be it's parallel with the it's parallel with the.